Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello. Good morning to each and every one of you. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here to enjoy this special broadcast. We want you to come, go with us live as we go into service with the first fruits, praise and prayer call with the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Come, let's go into those service. All of you for joining. And now the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you this morning. This is Bernard Johnson. I'm glad to be with you. Glad to be alive. God is so good, so kind. And I'm so, my God, thankful to him. He cares when no one else cares. God is such a caring God. I want to just thank you all for coming on the line to help us give him praise and adoration. Last night, we gave him over 1 billion praises on the blog line. We have, thank God, on one blog line, over 50 million, on another one, 40 million. And we just challenged at least 1 million of them to take 15 minutes out of their schedule to give God continuous praise. And they did. And so 1 million people thanking God 1,000 times is 1 billion praises claiming for Jesus. What's the importance of that? As a man thinking in his heart, so is he or she. If we get people to thank God from their hearts, if we get people to think about Jesus rather than thinking about robbing banks, about gang warfare, about molesting folks and raping folks, if we get people to think about thanking Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, rather than doing people wrong, it will change the course of the world. Can't y'all? I know y'all can see that. Amen. God has given us something to change the course of the world. Yeah. He uses people who are failures, and thank God I'm a failure. Amen. Every disciple he called was a failure. Thank God for him. Thank God for you. Wonderful to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to offer unto you this opportunity to praise the Lord and to make your request known. Let me talk to you a few minutes, and then we'll get started here. Amen. I came to you Monday. Amen. And I told you all. Shall recover all. I don't care what the enemy is saying to you. He's a liar. Everything he's saying is opposite. Don't adopt the things he's saying. Everything he has told you is opposite of the truth. Yeah. You shall recover it all. I don't care how it looks, what you're going through. God said, you shall recover it all. Whose report are you going to believe? I don't know about you, but I shall believe the report of the Lord. Then the Lord told me to tell you, don't let the enemy discourage you, because he's working day and night to try to discourage you, working through people around you, sometimes your closest friends, and they are trying to discourage you. They're being used by the devil to discourage you. Don't let the enemy discourage you. I mean, David said, encourage yourself. Amen. If nobody else will, encourage yourself. Don't let him discourage you. And then the Lord had me come back again and say, don't you see what the Lord has said? He said, the first day, you shall recover it all. The second day, don't let the enemy discourage you. And the third day, he was saying, don't you hear the message that the enemy is trying to tell you, that you shall not recover it all. You shall not accomplish the goals. You shall not climb the mountain. You shall not be able to be well. You won't be well. You shall not have money in your pocket. You shall not get that house. You shall not get that car. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Shall you pursue? You shall pursue. You shall recover it all. And, oh, thank you, Jesus. I just want you to know, then I discuss with you to tell you that you're next in line for a blessing. You ought to put these things together, that I shall recover it all. I'm not going to let the enemy discourage me. I'm next in line for the blessing. Next in line for it. And the Lord told me to come back and finish this today, if possible, that you're next in line for a blessing. Here in Luke, the 13th chapter, the 10th through the 13th verse, Jesus was teaching in the synagogues on the Sabbath. And there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. How long? For 18 long years. Quite naturally, my mind starts to relate to other things. Yeah. There was a woman with an issue of blood who had the issue of blood. How long? I believe it was 18 long years. Bit of infirmity. This woman was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. She was bent over for 18 years, seeing life from the ground up. When you see life from the ground up, things look so different. You become depressed and everything else. And people are able to ride your back when you're seeing things from the ground up. Now, hope is that you see things from heaven down. That's where Jesus came, all the way from heaven down. When he comes back, we'll look up, and he shall return with the heavenly host. Amen. See things from up to down, not down to up. This woman was afflicted going through a storm. I told you yesterday that even though she was bent over, there were some things that we could learn. We could learn from this woman. And the first thing I told you is this woman taught me by reading her story. Don't worry about your condition, because it may be your condition that gets you noticed by the Master. See, everybody else, according to what I read in the text, were standing upright. There were not 10 or 5 or 4 or 3 or 2. There was only one in the crowd who was bent over. Yeah. She had suffered much. She had suffered much embarrassment. She was probably always left out when it came to the family reunion and other things. They didn't call on her to do anything because they didn't think she could do anything. She was bent over. Yeah. And not only that, she was always feeling pain. Perhaps not physical pain, but she felt pain in her heart. It's something to be, for everybody else to remember you. They can remember everything else, but they don't remember you. She felt pain. This woman felt excruciating pain. She was the last to be invited, the last to be helped, always wounded, always forgotten, always bruised. And she felt that pain. And she went through a situation where it was always someone who, looking out of the corner of their eyes at her, someone didn't want to be bothered with her because she was so unusual. It was a taboo to even, you might say, invite her to anything. She just went through. She went through storm and rain. It's a hurtful thing to be left out. And this woman was left out all the time. But let me tell you something. She had a condition of being wounded and bruised and everything, but it was her condition that got her notice. She was bent over. It wasn't the people who were standing up in the crowd who had it all together that Jesus noticed. It was the woman who had the condition. And can't you hear the Lord saying to you that I see your condition? Yeah, you have been broke so long. I see your condition. I see your condition that you have been discouraged so long. You started out with encouragement, and now you've had so much snatched from you until you are experiencing discouragement. And Jesus saw this woman's condition. Yeah. He saw it. He saw her. Saw her who was being bruised and wounded. He saw her. And because he saw her, that's what got her the miracle. She didn't know it. Never thought she would be. But she was last in line at the family reunion. She was last in line when it came to be invited. She was last in line when looked at with self-greatness. She was last in line to be thought of as somebody that they should follow. Last, always last, 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 if they remember her at all. But Jesus said the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. It's amazing how life has a way of doing a 360. You may be the one with the cards in your hand now, but watch life. Yeah. You may be the one without the card, but watch life. It can switch around so quickly. And instead of being last in line for the blessing, you can be next in line for the miracle. May not look like it, but you certainly can. Overnight, before you get from the house to the gate, God can turn around and put you next in line for your blessing. Yeah. I want to tell you another thing about this woman who had this condition. Jesus saw her and called for her to come forward. Luke 13:12, and the NIV says that when Jesus saw this woman, he called her forward. There's a revelation in that. This woman would have never received her healing if she had not come forward. I've asked y'all many, many, many times and told y'all, and you took me for granted when I said, give your praise report. Psalms 105 and 2 says, make known his deeds before the people. That's calling you forward. Say something about Jesus. The only way this woman got blessed is that when she was called forward, she went forward and went forward to the Lord. Yeah. And she received her healing. If she had not gone forward, she would never have received her healing. How many times have we asked you to come forward and testify for the Lord? You don't know what the Lord may have done for you that day. Your healing may have been in your patience that you should, they overcome or they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Yeah. This woman received her healing because she went forward. What would have happened to the disciples when Jesus told them to go forward, healing the sick and raising the dead and casting out demons if they had not done so? What would have happened if Jesus said, when he told them that when to go to Jerusalem and stay there, and he happened if they had never gone to the upper room? And when they went to the upper room, someone's moving on the prayer line. You just did that again.
Hear you.
Yeah. If they had not gone forward, they would have never received the Holy Ghost. Jesus told them to go forward to the upper room. Stay there till you receive power. Now, see, there's so many things that would have never happened if they had not obeyed the Lord. And now, since Jesus is not here on this earth, he has servants that speak for him. Learn to listen to what the servants who speak for him are saying. Because when they tell you to go forward, you want to go forward. If they had not gone forward, what would happen if the woman or the man who laid by the pool of Bethesda for 38 long years and said, take up your bed and walk, which is to go forward, if he had never gone forward? It makes a difference. The woman received her healing because she went forward. And some of you, God has called you to do this and to teach and preach for him. But you have never gone forward. You've missed your blessings. And you've missed many times the happiness that have come to your life because you never went forward. Yeah. Now learn to go forward when the Lord is speaking to you. And learn how to recognize the real voice of God. Don't block him out because of old times that have been shared with you all your life. Learn how to recognize the real voice of God. Because, see, coming forward symbolizes surrendering to God. It says, Lord, I'm ready for my blessing. It says, Lord, my soul says yes. It says that I'm positioning myself to be used of you, Lord. I'm going forward. All right. I'm out of time. I'll get this maybe on Monday again. But I want to tell you that by going forward, and not only going forward, but realizing that you shouldn't worry about your condition. I don't care what, if you are crippled or if you are half blind or you have boils under your arm, if you have a heart problem, and whatever your problem is, if you have a stroke problem, if you have diabetes problem, whatever it is, we discourage you, because what happens if you will say, Lord, thank you for my condition, and all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. It may be that condition that gets you noticed. And when he calls for you and notices you and says, go forward. Go down there to the river of Jordan and dip 7 times. Don't dip 6 because the miracle is in the 7th. When he calls you forward and tells you that you are healed, don't say, Lord, I don't know how that can happen. Believe it in your heart. For faith moves mountains. When the doctor doesn't know anything about your condition and doesn't know what's wrong with you, God uses the man of God to heal you. Don't honor the doctor above God's man. It's going backwards, not forward. Don't. It's important for you to go forward, to go forward. Your miracle is in going forward. Your miracle, when God speaks and says, I want you to go to the hospital to pray for somebody, go forward. When God speaks, says that I want you to shake $20 in that mother's hand, go forward. Because the miracle may be in shaking the $20 in her hand, because that's obedience. And God may give you a miracle of 1,000 if you go forward. I hope you hear me this morning. that condition will get you noticed, and when he calls you, go forward. The Lord bless you and keep you moving forward this morning. Amen. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you and you. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Everybody on the go forward. Let's speak to the Lord. Some of y'all.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Lord, love you. Amen. Let's give God a commencement of praise on the prayer line this morning from every area code, 321-347-616-651-219. I can't mention all of them, 910. But everybody, let's give God a commencement of praise. Let's do a praise check. Where's your praise level this morning? Is it down low? Or do you have a wonderful praise unto the Lord? I have, mine is here. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's
thank you, Jesus.
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 Glory to your name, oh God.
Is open to you. He woke you up this morning. That's a praise report. He started you on your way.